thank you for joining us today as Blinn College, in partnership with Baylor Scott and White, announces the newest addition to its Division of Health Sciences, the Surgical Technology Program. As we begin, there are a number of individuals in the room that I would like to introduce. This person is an outstanding community leader who serves not only as the current mayor of College Station, but also as a valued trustee on the Blinn College Board of Trustees. Trustee and Mayor Nancy Berry, would you stand and let us recognize you, please? Thank you so much for being here. And I'll introduce others, but if you would hold your applause to the end. Jason Jennings, president of Baylor Scott & White, would you stand, please, and remain standing? Tammy Spohn, Baylor Scott & White Chief Nursing Officer. And Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for being here, and you'll hear from them shortly in a few moments. Thank you. And I'd also like to recognize many people that I see in the room as I cast my eyes out into the audience. There are a number of people here from Blinn College. Would you please stand and be recognized as well if you're a member, a staff member, administrator, faculty member at Blinn College? Thank you so much for being here, and let's applaud them as well. Thank you. I'd like to talk about this program for just a moment. The new surgical technology program has been designed to quickly and comprehensively train our students for high-demand careers in the medical profession. As surgical technologists, program graduates will serve as an integral part of the surgical care team, helping to prepare for and assist during surgeries. As Blinn College's district president and CEO, I have the opportunity to meet many of our health sciences students each day, and I even have the opportunity to participate in their graduation and pinning ceremonies, which are particularly a highlight of my year. These ceremonies, which serve to welcome each student into their chosen profession, are incredibly inspirational. Whether they graduate from Blinn's associate degree program in nursing or vocational nursing, radiologic technology, emergency medical services, or our fire science program, these students know that on many days the people that they encounter will be frightened, and they will look to our graduate for comfort and for expertise. These are hard professions. They're not meant for everyone. Lives hang in the balance, and emotions run high. Blinn faculty bring their decades of field experience with them to the classroom. Teach our students to rely on their training in these moments and to believe in the skills that they have spent countless hours preparing for and practicing. We ask them to trust in their skills that Blinn College has instilled in them. And that is why programs such as the Surgical Technology Program are so very important. They provide our community with highly trained healthcare professionals for moments when literally lives hang in the balance. No one understands the importance of quality training for healthcare professionals better than our friends and colleagues at Baylor, Scott, and White. When Baylor, Scott, and White first approached me about establishing a new surgical technology program, I have to tell you that I was excited and our entire team was excited, not only by the opportunity to meet the challenges of the healthcare community, but by the chance to partner, Jason, with a healthcare system and that has a national reputation for excellence and an unmatched commitment to patients and families. I had the opportunity one day to spend an entire day here at Baylor Scott & White through the invitation of the president and CEO, Jason Jennings. And it is a day that I will never forget. I had the opportunity to stay in the operating room from about 6:30 in the morning until late in the afternoon. And I witnessed firsthand, literally firsthand, what goes on in that operating room. And I have a renewed appreciation for it. Most of us, when we're in the operating room, we're literally unconscious. So to be able to witness what goes on there, I have to tell you, Jason, that the admiration that I hold for your Baylor Scott & White doctors, physicians, and nurses is limitless at this point. And I'm so pleased that Blinn College can be here today and celebrate this moment with you and your team. Thank you. So, as the initial clinic site for Blinn Surgical Technology Program, Baylor Scott & White will partner with Blinn to provide students the interactive learning opportunities they need to master their classroom material and excel in their chosen career. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce Jason Jennings, president of the Baylor Scott & White College Station.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. Hensley. I'm going to ask her to come on a weekly basis. Definitely refilled my tank. Howdy, I'd like to thank Dr. Hensley and Blinn Junior College. This year, Scott & White, now Baylor Scott & White, celebrates 30 years in serving the Bryan-College Station region. Baylor Scott & White has had a solid record of sharing our talents and resources with the Bryan-College Station area for these 30 years, helping to make a positive impact on the community that goes way beyond the great care we provide. When we opened this hospital, we publicly renewed our commitment to the community to be able to provide health care to this great community in the clinic and now in the hospital. We are blessed to be living in a strong, economically viable community. However, this blessing comes with its own demands to our community. The demands to have enough health care workers. The health care sector had the highest employment in 35 U.S. states, including Texas, in 2013. Over the 10 years from 2003 to 2013, healthcare jobs grew by 25%. When you compare healthcare to other industries grew by 2.1%. You see, 1 in 9 U.S. workers will hold a job in healthcare. We've had in place a great working relationship with Blinn for many, many years. You see, we provide the on-the-ground, on-the-job training for the pharmacy tech, the physical therapy assistant, the nurse, just to name a few of the great healthcare programs offered by Blinn. As our hospital grew, we identified additional need for another healthcare worker to support our operating rooms, the position of certified surgical technologist. The first time I met Dr. Hensley, Mary, when I went to ask her in her office at in Brenham, I asked her to serve on a hospital board. And most people told me she would see on the job about 30 days and said, she probably is going to graciously tell you, thanks, but no thanks. I'm quite busy with a new job and probably find somebody else. I couldn't even get my sales pitch out, and she accepted the offering to serve on our board in Brenham. And right there told me she's a leader of great commitment, compassion, and quite frankly, she just gets things done. From the meeting, not only did Dr. Hensley commit to serve on the hospital board, but she got the ball rolling to lead us here today for this announcement. For Baylor Scott & White, it's easy to justify supporting a program that supports the community and helps provide opportunity for education, training, and employment. To be part of the program that has a positive impact on several lives in our community, this is a truly unique opportunity. I also want to thank Dr. Hensley for her support and leadership of Baylor Scott & White and her vision for the community. And I'd like to conclude my remarks by making it a little bit personal. If it weren't for Blinn Junior College, I may not be here today. I started my education career at A&M as an engineering major. My dad made it real clear, you better graduate in 4 years or the money gets, kind of stopped. After 1 year of engineering school, I realized that wasn't for me. I wanted to do something in sciences and in healthcare, and I needed 3 classes in order to stay on target to get into physical therapy school, and Blinn Junior College provided that opportunity to me. When you look to the community, you look for 2 great things. You look for healthcare and you look for education. It's a great day to partner with a fine educational institute in Blinn Junior College. In the Brazos Valley, we are blessed to have such a great institute. I'd like to thank you for being here today, and it's a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. It's now my pleasure to introduce Tammy Spoon. Tammy is Chief Nursing Officer at Baylor Scott & White. As Chief Nursing Officer, Tammy oversees nursing within the College Station Hospital and Clinics, and she also oversees nursing at the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Brenham. Tammy previously served as Vice President of Patient Care at Baylor Scott & White Memorial Hospital in Temple, where she was responsible for more than 500 employees and 10 inpatient nursing units. Tammy received her Master of Business Administration from Western Governors University and her Bachelor of Science in Nursing from Seattle Pacific University. Now, here's a personal note about Tammy. I was telling a few people before we began our press conference today that on that day, that operations day that I told you about, well, this was fess-up time. I was nervous. You know, I'm one who winces when it comes time for a shot. I have to build up my courage every October to go and get my flu shot. So when I had this opportunity to spend the day in the operating room, the last thing I wanted anyone to know was that I was sweating. And I wasn't sure if I could really buck up for this. And so I sought out Tammy. She probably doesn't even remember this, but I stood next to her as they made sure that we had some eggs and bacon and juice in our stomachs. At least we pass out in the middle of the floor in the operating room. The doctors have to divert their attention from the gallbladder operation to me sprawled out, you know, less than beautifully in the middle of the operating floor. Tammy was so wonderful. She was always smiling, always lovely, always professional, and I felt a sense of calmness and comfort, just as if I were on that operating table getting ready to be wheeled in. I just felt, with her faith in me and her calmness, and I could see her professionalism, and I also sensed that probably Jason or others had said, stand by for these lay people, just in case they can't quite make it, they throw up or they pass out or they do whatever they do. And so, Tammy, you gave me such reassurance that day, and I will forever appreciate it. You were wonderful, and your whole team was wonderful, and I'm so proud that you were here in such a leadership position at Baylor Scott & White. Welcome.
Thank you. And Dr. Hensley was a rock star that day. I'll just tell you, she never even got woozy, so she did an exceptional job. It is truly our pleasure to be here to partner with Blinn College to bring the surgical technologist program back to the Brazos Valley. And along with a great classroom experience, one of the important parts of this training is a great clinical experience. It's a critical part in building the caliber of healthcare professionals that we all would like caring for ourselves or our family members. I'm confident in our team of surgical technologists, nurses, and physicians, and we'll provide an exceptional environment that supports learning in a culture of safety and compassion for our patients. The Blinn students will get to work side by side with our team during their training. This time allows for hands-on experience in a surgical suite, allowing students to develop competencies while being supported by experts in their field. The scope of Baylor Scott & White College Station allows for a wide range of surgical specialties, including robotics, cardiac surgery, neurosurgery, and trauma. This will allow a great variety for those students as they take that next step and embark on becoming a professional. We also look forward to hiring the best and the brightest of Blinn graduates into our Baylor Scott & White family. We want to make sure that they're invited into our family because for some, this will be a career. For others, it will merely be a stepping stone into additional education and training where they could become registered nurses or even nurse anesthetists. We are excited to partner as this is just the beginning for many of the Blinn students as they progress into the future of education and becoming a healthcare professional. Thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Great job. And now it's my pleasure To introduce Karen Buck. Karen is Blinn College's Vice President for Administration and Operations. In this role, Karen oversees Blinn's campuses, our centers, our sites. She also oversees all of our many workforce programs. Additionally, she oversees institutional research, effectiveness, and our strategic initiatives on behalf of the entire college. And she also oversees resource development. Karen is one busy person. In 2011, Karen was the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board Star Award nominee and received the Texas Workforce Investment Council Promising Practice Award for Applied Sciences use of graduate and employer surveys. Karen earned her master's degree and her graduate certificate in higher education administration from Northeastern University and her Bachelor of Business Administration from the University of Houston. Please join me in welcoming Karen Buck.
Thank you, Dr. Hensley. As previous speakers have noted, surgical technologists are in high demand, both in the nation and in the state of Texas. In fact, as per the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Texas ranked second in terms of the number of surgical technologists employed compared to other states in the nation. But educationnews.org reports that unfortunately, the 45 surgical technology programs in Texas are actually producing fewer graduates than they were 10 years ago. With the announcement of today's partnership with Baylor Scott & White, Blinn College hopes to take one step forward in reversing that trend. Blinn's surgical technology program will begin with a 3-semester, 41-credit-hour certificate and move to a 60-credit-hour Associate of Applied Science degree by 2021 as per accreditation requirements. Moreover, this program joins a diverse and successful group of educational pathways that are within our health sciences division, with retention, licensure passage, graduation, and placement rates all above 90%. Likewise, 7 programs are included on the Brazos Valley, Workforce Solutions, Targeted Occupations, High Growth, High Skill areas. These include Associate Degree Nursing, Dental Hygiene, Emergency Medical Services, Fire Science, Health Information Technology, Pharmacy Technician, Physical Therapist Assistant, Radiologic Technology, and Vocational Nursing. In fact, of the 10 occupations with the highest number of annual job openings on the Brazos Valley Targeted Occupations listing, all are offered by Blinn College in the Brazos Valley. And in terms of healthcare careers, registered nursing and licensed vocational nursing are number 1 and number 10, respectively, within this group. In terms of those targeted occupations with hourly wages above $30 per hour, Blinn College offers all 7 of these educational pathways in the Brazos Valley. And 3 of these are, again, in the healthcare field: physical therapist assistants, dental hygienists, and registered nurses. In conclusion, today's announcement illustrates how an effective partnership can be established between a healthcare provider and an educational entity, benefiting community economic development, prospective students, patients, Blinn College's service area, and Baylor Scott & White's entire healthcare system. At Blinn, we see this as the beginning of a wonderful and continued relationship with Baylor Scott & White. Indeed, as their generosity for their employees includes annual educational stipends, which they can use to further their careers, Blinn College plans to be the provider of those pathways, continuing our history of excellence in education in the Brazos Valley and beyond. To be sure, a community working together is stronger than individual entities working alone. As Henry Ford once said, coming together is the beginning. Staying together is progress. Working together is success. Blinn College looks forward to a long and successful partnership with Baylor Scott & White. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. At this time, I would like to introduce a very special person, Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Royce has served as president and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber since 1988. He brings more than 45 years of business experience to the role, including service as the Vice President of Finance, Secretary, and member of the Board of Directors for the Associated Credit Services in Houston. He is a past member of the Executive Committee of the Texas Association of Business, a past chairman of the Texas Chamber of Commerce Executives, is a past president of the Texas A&M Association of Former Students, and is a past president of the Friends of the Sterling C. Evans Library. In 2007, Royce was presented the International Excellence Award in the community by the Texas A&M University, and he was presented the Distinguished Service Award by the Texas Chamber of Commerce Executives. Royce earned his bachelor's degree in accounting from Texas A&M and served 2 years as a lieutenant, thank you for your service, in the United States Army. And now something personal about Royce. This is a particularly fine man, ladies and gentlemen. I've had the opportunity to work with many executive directors of chambers over the year, and I believe he is the best I've ever had the pleasure of working with. I particularly came to know Royce a little better this last spring, when at his invitation he asked me to accompany the Bryan College Station Chamber on a visit to Washington, D.C., to visit with some of our legislators about the importance of issues such as health care, education, workforce, training needs, moving people into the middle class, providing viable careers for people. I came to know Royce as a particularly special person, an advocate not only for the chamber, and not only an advocate for education, but an advocate for everyday people. This is a person who cares about individuals. And it was my supreme honor also to join a cast of hundreds last night in recognition and in support and in honor of the outstanding Royce Hickman.
I'm supposed to speak. Well, howdy.
Howdy.
It's a real privilege and honor for me to be with you today. It is a beautiful day outside, I'm sure you would all agree, and it is a great day in Bryan College Station. One reason is because of what we're talking about at this press conference today. It's an example of what makes our community so great. We've had a problem identified by a report from Workforce Solutions of the Brazos Valley about the increased demand for surgical technologists. And then we've had two outstanding community members come together. And outstanding because they're involved in the community in addition to doing what they do so well. Jason Jennings serves on our board of directors, and as you heard Mary talk about, she's got involved in our legislative effort as well. Not only working on things that relate to education, but as she mentioned, working on other things important to our community. And in coming together, they're going to provide solutions to the problem. And you know, our community is rapidly growing. And one of the reasons it's growing is because of the outstanding quality of the healthcare that is provided in our area and the outstanding education that is provided in our area. And what's going to happen in the future is that those folks who move here or decide to come here to retire are going to have better care because of the effort that these folks are putting forth today. So, as one who may need those services in the future, I say thank you. Thank you for the impact these students are going to have when they get out into the real world. Thank you for the jobs that have been created. And thank you for the overall positive impact that you've had on our community. God bless you for this, and let me know how I can help you.
Again, I would like to thank each of you for joining us today in support of this program, which will provide Bryan College Station and the surrounding communities with highly trained, thanks to our wonderful faculty, surgical technicians and surgical technologists who will be in this workforce in this community for years to come. I would particularly, in closing, like to thank once again our community partners of Blinn College, particularly Jason Jennings, Tammy Spohn, and Royce Hickman. Their commitment to Blinn College and to higher education makes it possible for Blinn to introduce dynamic, new, important, meaningful programs that will serve this community and serve it well. And together, we are proud today to introduce a program that will benefit all of our local hospitals and in turn provide a valuable service to everyone in the community. I certainly hope that you and your loved ones never require the need of the surgical technologist. But we can all take comfort. You can, they can, and I can. We know that Blinn's tradition of excellence is hard at work preparing these students for working at Baylor Scott & White and providing services to all of our healthcare specialists. I thank you again, and it has been a pleasure on behalf of the Board of Trustees, on behalf of Trustee Barry again in the audience, and behalf of the entire college administration of Blinn College, that we celebrate today in partnership with our friends at Baylor Scott & White. Thank you.